Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hello, everyone. My co-host Lisa Davis is out sick today, so I will be doing the show solo. I know she's listening, so feel better quickly, Lisa. It's now time to speak to our next guest. Christina Ross is an ambassador of healthy living and a dynamic, conscious chef, educator, and columnist. She's the founder of Patisse Raw, a transitional raw and vegan dessert line sold throughout Southern California, and has a recipe in the China Study All-Star Collection cookbook. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio, Christina.
Thank you, Andrea. Pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what you do. I love that, a conscious chef. Tell me, what does that mean, a dynamic conscious chef?
Well, I just try to bring a lot of energy and vitality into the classes and recipes that I teach and make. So mostly utilizing raw, plant-based, whole, natural food ingredients, which in return actually give us all of that vitality that we can put out into the world. So they're conscious food choices with a lot of energy behind it. And that's what I put out in whether I'm teaching a class or making a recipe.
Now, the China Study All-Star Collection cookbook, you said you have a recipe in there. Tell us, the China Study is obviously a very well-known book. And the guest that we just had previously, Ginger, was the one who I think knows the author very well and is a big fan of the book. Tell us a little bit about the book and how you came to submitting a recipe for it.
Sure. Well, the China Study All-Star Collection cookbook is a beautiful whole food plant-based recipe cookbook from your favorite vegan chefs. So myself, along with others like Annie Pio, Drina Burton, Lindsay Nixon, Christy Morgan, we're all in here just contributing different helpful vegan whole food recipes, profiling all plant-based ingredients. And I came about being in this book through my publishers, Ben Bella Books, who also published the cookbook, the China Study All-Star Collection cookbook, as well as the China Study cookbook.
That's great. I was asked
to contribute recipes to the book. So I have, I think, over 10 different recipes in here, from savory appetizers to desserts, which are my specialty.
Very exciting. Would you share a recipe with us?
Oh, I'd gladly like to do that. Okay, so I'm going to share with you a raw food recipe in here. I have a couple of cooked ones, but the raw ones are perfect right now for summer. And this one is a blueberry dreamsicles. And it's something that even the kids can get involved in because I stick twigs from my pomegranate tree into the base of the popsicle, so that way you can
hold it
in a natural state. Yeah, so the kids can be out collecting the twigs from the yard while mom is blending and chopping things up for the popsicles. And basically, it's just lemon juice, blueberries, and coconut milk. And it's optional that you could add in a type of liquid sweetener such as maple syrup to it. The recipe is naturally sweet on its own, but for anyone who has an extra sweet tooth, or maybe for the kids who like a little extra sweetness that's healthy, you can add in that maple syrup. And all you're going to do is mix things together in a blender, pour it into a popsicle mold, stick a twig inside, set it in your freezer, and you have this delicious, almost yogurt-like, creamy consistency of a popsicle.
I love that you're talking about blueberries, because July, which I'm sure you know, is blueberry month. And now that, you know, blueberry season, it's a short season here in North America, but, well, at least here in Canada on this side of the border, it's generally July to September. And I love blueberries, and they're so high in antioxidants and fiber. So thank you for sharing that one and then mentioning blueberries. And I love how you put the twigs in from the pomegranate tree. That's so brilliant.
Yes. And actually, the pomegranates are coming in season right now here in Southern California, so I won't be picking any twigs right now.
That's great. Can you share another tip? I was on your website on Patisse Raw, and I have to tell you, I mean, these recipes look just fantastic. I mean, your cakes, oh my gosh, the strawberry sublime. I mean, everything looks really delicious. And I love that you have the energy crepe wraps. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, sure. That's actually one of my best-selling products, because it caters to a lot of families. A lot of parents like to feed that to their children because it's basically dehydrated fruit leather. And we kind of grew up on things like fruit roll-ups and dehydrated fruit wraps and things like this. So I took that concept and added more flax to the mixture to create this more fibrous wrap. And then inside, I just fill it with things like cocoa nibs, dates, and almond or peanut butter. And so then essentially you're eating bananas, nuts, cocoa nibs for breakfast. Or if you're looking for a power energy bar, a lot of people will hesitate to buy these prepackaged bars at the grocery store because they're just
right.
full of so many ingredients. Whereas this natural energy crepe will give you a mega boost. Usually I can eat two of those for breakfast with a cup of tea or a green juice, and I'm set for the day. Kind of like what oatmeal does for a lot of people, really boosts the metabolism, gets you going. Gives you good clean fuel to burn. That's what these energy crepe wraps do, but in a bar form without any crazy additives or unfamiliar ingredients.
And I love that because, you know, I'm not the hugest bar lover, like in terms of like my kids love bars. I mean, that my son is a huge bar lover, but for me, I don't really love bars. So I love that it comes in the form of a crepe. It looks delicious. I mean, if you go to Patisserie, PATISSERAW.com, and you can look at these recipes for yourself. I mean, the photography is beautiful, Christina. And I love that you're using, you know, simple ingredients, but like you said, like cacao. I mean, I just had my cacao shake this morning. Amazing for energy. So you're picking and choosing ingredients that all have some type of nutrient dense, you know, vitamins and minerals to them that help us kind of go on with our day. And, you know, tell me a little bit, you know, in terms of, you know, when you're talking about raw food, and we talked about this earlier with Carol Alt, is, you know, people are afraid of the fat and they think, oh my gosh, it has, you know, it has dates, which not so much high in fat, but high in sugar or bananas. Talk a little bit about the fat in terms of, you know, when you're cooking raw and the importance of it.
Sure. Well, I think it's important. I think when raw hit mainstream, it was really based on using a whole lot of nuts because that was kind of the easy substitute to actually make you feel full and get some good fats into the body. But I think raw nowadays has kind of transformed itself to use less nuts and more focus on other whole natural ingredients, whether it be through fruits, seeds. Lots of seeds are in there to help with that. It's really about balancing out the dishes. So if you're going to prepare raw foods, I would recommend to use maybe no more than a cup to a cup and a half worth for your recipe. Now, if you're going to make something like a cake and your recipe calls for 2.5 cups of a nut plus coconut oil, you'd want to keep in mind that you're not going to sit down and eat that whole cake in one sitting, because with raw foods, they're so nutritionally dense that your body naturally sends signals to you that you are satisfied. So it's not like eating a cake that has flour and sugar and eggs, where you're constantly looking to fill yourself up with nutrition, that you would eat the whole cake in one sitting. So you're actually getting, it might look like you're putting a lot of fat into one recipe, but then when you consider the amount of portion that you're actually going to eat at any one time, it's just an adequate amount of fat that you would actually be consuming. And our body needs the fat. And it's good fat as well. It's whole plant-based ingredients, again. So we're not putting in any fat that's going to raise our cholesterol or damage our body in any way.
And I love that you said that it's good fat, you know, like even avocado. I mean, you're talking about good fat that's good for our bodies. I mean, if, you know, and it's like we said, you know, I think it was Carol that said earlier, it's like you don't really see, you know, raw food vegans who are overweight and they eat a lot of fat. So like you said, the fat is converted for energy. It's the type of fat we eat, staying away from like trans fats, which you won't find in any of your food, Christina. So it looks delicious. Thank you so much for being on our show. I wish you much luck with the, you know, with your recipes in the China Study All-Star Collection Cookbook. If you want to learn more about Christina, they can go to patisserie.com. And Christina, you had said love-fed.com, but that's another website?
Yeah, love-fed.com. That's my blog. You can find amazing recipes on there, such as chocolate avocado pudding with baked walnut crumble.
That sounds amazing. You can also find Christina on Twitter at Love Fed Recipes. Thank you, Christina, for being on our show today.
Thank you, Andrea.
I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.